Well, Extant is Britain's leading theatre company for visually impaired people. It's been going since 1997, and I've been in situ as the artistic director and CEO all of that time. Blimey. We work around three areas: research and development. So we do a lot of exploration into stagecraft and access for visually impaired audiences in theatre. We do a lot of participation work, so really trying to encourage people to get involved in the performing arts, whether as a recreational or confidence building thing, or whether it's about, you know, taking it up as a career. And then we also do sort of training in venues around how venues can be a bit more aware of their visually impaired audiences when they get through the door and come in to see the shows.
So you're saying there you help theatres. What is it you do to help them become more accessible?
With theatres, I mean, mainly it's, I suppose, visually impaired people as audiences who are coming to see shows. So we will train the box office staff to be more aware when people are, you know, sort of trying to buy tickets, trying to actually get around a foyer in a venue, trying to get to their seats. You know, those very practical things that we experience that are quite small but, you know, make a lot of difference to that just enjoyment and relaxation in a venue. And then also marketing departments, how they market their work and make their websites accessible, and also awareness around guide dog users, etc. And then in terms of the work itself, I mean, I suppose that's where, as a company, we're looking to promote visually impaired performers in the work that we create and that we take on tour. So all the shows that we produce, they feature visually impaired actors. And that's where we feel we're making a difference in terms of raising the profile of what visually impaired actors can do.
So this isn't just theatre we're talking about. This could be used as a stepping stone and training platform for TV and film.
Yeah, completely. So, you know, there's a performer, for instance, that we've worked with in the early days who's been on television in Birds of a Feather. She's also been in short feature films, been in radio productions. Often, you know, people start out with us and then move on, you know, and sometimes come back to us. But, you know, I'm not saying that things are perfect. They certainly aren't. There's a way to go in terms of access to opportunity for visually impaired performers, but things are better than they were, and there's more and more that's trying to be achieved out there. I mean, I must admit that with some of the bigger companies like the broadcasters, they are dinosaurs in terms of their attitude and the ways that they move are quite slow. And when they do make a step forward in any kind of way, they congratulate themselves enormously. But, you know, that's fine. We have regular programs like Silent Witness, you know, that feature Liz Carr, which, you know, is great. And so I suppose Extant is here to try and show people how it can be done. So if people are seeing on screen at any time a disabled performer or going to the theatre and they think, well, this is something I want to do. Extant is, we're a very small company, but we try and offer a lot of opportunity and create pathways that will help people on their way.
So it's Extant's 20th birthday this year. Why was the company started back in 1997?
At the time, I was aware that there were quite a lot of grumbling visually impaired actors around who were a bit disgruntled with the roles that they were getting. And both in mainstream at the time, you know, mainstream on that scene, and also in disability arts, there seemed to be a lot that was happening around disability theatre, but it felt, I mean, this was just a perception, but it felt that there was very little that was happening for visually impaired people and that more could be done, and that we were kind of using deaf theatre and the strides that were being made there as an inspiration, I guess, that, you know, why can't we do the same thing for ourselves? So I thought, well, let's try and do that, and there were little pots of money that were being offered by the Arts Council to explore project ideas, and so we got together and we just started in a very, very small scale way by looking at what sorts of things we wanted to do as visually impaired actors. Well, I'm not an actor, I'm a director, but so we started in a very small scale way and then just started to build up and up and up, and then became a charity and then became a regularly funded organisation of the Arts Council, which is now called National Portfolio. So we're part of the portfolio of the Arts Council, which is fantastic. And we've worked in so many kinds of ways, and we've toured nationally and internationally. We've brought visually impaired actors from other countries over here on tour. We've worked in really strange kind of spaces outdoors, in old churches, you know, that we've transformed into huge dark installations, and then in traditional theatre settings as well, you know, in proscenium arch theatres, You buy a ticket and sit down and watch a show. We've always made sure that access for our audiences has been at the heart of what we do. So we don't audio describe our shows, but we build in description into the performances themselves.
So it's not a standalone piece, it's completely involved. You mentioned there, you said you yourself are visually impaired. So would you say that's part of the reason you started Extant?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm interested in theatre. I studied theatre. You know, I went through my degree, struggling at college when this was like pre-computers, I guess, you know, and texts weren't available. I used to have to get my fellow students to read plays because I just couldn't get hold of them.
Yeah.
I went through all of that and I really loved what it was I was doing and I was really determined to do more of it. I'd been writing for theatre prior to that. I stopped because I wanted to go to college. I wanted to learn more. I made a course that was completely inaccessible. I just got through it. I got a first, you know. I came out, and when I came out, I thought, why should I stop? And there are barriers. There were, you know, in all sorts of ways. But also, there's, because theatre is like a breeding ground for experimentation, it's a place where, you know, it doesn't matter if you're blind. You know, if you've got ideas, you've got determination. You will make it work. You will make it happen. It's a place where, you know, I didn't want to go and fly a plane, you know. I wanted to make theatre. It's like, that's all right, you know. And the more that I did, the more barriers I perceived, and the more I thought, well, how do we get around those? And that became almost the food for our invention.
And you've been, actually, you've been trying to help develop new visually impaired writers, and you've been working on a project recently, I believe, called The Write Stage.
We've taken 7 new voices to playwriting who are visually impaired, and we've teamed them up with 7 theatre practitioners as mentors. So they've guided the visually impaired writers over about a 4 or 5 month period to develop their pieces of writing at whatever stage, whether they just started out as an idea or maybe even a fully fledged first draft, but needed, you know, a bit more sort of support to get to the next stage. And with these 7 writers, we're offering them sort of rehearsed reading of 15 minutes of each of their pieces of writing. And that's happening next week in London at a theatre called The New Diorama. And it's going to be a really fantastic couple of days in the theatre, I think. I mean, there's going to be the 7 writers, the 7 mentors, some of whom are going to be directing the pieces. And then there's going to be an ensemble cast of a mix of visually impaired actors and non-visually impaired actors who are going to be presenting all the pieces. It's going to be great.
So for the people, obviously, in the south of England, they can come down to Extant. But for people outside of London, kind of further north, our listeners in Scotland, have you got any advice for them, for blind, visually impaired people that may want to get into theatre?
As far as people who are sort of in the north of the country in England, like we are touring. I mean, we tour from time to time, and with the touring work, what we try to do is to go into those regions 6 months in advance to do some sort of groundwork with the local visually impaired communities around the venue where we're touring to. So it kind of offers them a sense of a way in through workshops and things that we run, and then coming to see our shows and stuff like that. So we've got a whole kind of audience development program that we roll out alongside our work. So that's one way, I guess, of getting involved is looking at our website and seeing if we're coming to a region near you. As far as people are based in completely other regions like Wales, Scotland, I mean, in Wales there are thriving groups like, there's a fantastic new company called Elbow Room that's got very similar values to us that's just been created, and then there's UCAN in Wales, and in Scotland there's Birds of Paradise. So there are other companies around that are doing the kind of work that we're doing. So I suppose it's like really seeing if you can make contact with those companies and see what kind of outreach programs they're running. So a lot of companies like us do that sort of thing. Or otherwise, I mean, there are ways that we try and work in a digital way. You know, you can contact us, and if you've got script ideas, you know, send them to us. You know, we're trying to sort of think in this sort of digital age of ways that we can contact people long distance and support them. We had a project that was running in London a year or so ago where one of the participants was based in Sheffield, but she participated via Skype and contributed that way, and her work was actually presented in the final sharing live to the audience. And so that was, you know, there are ways that, you know, people can be connected.
Maria Ricciardi, thank you very much for talking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you very much for having me. And do visit the website, you know, if you're interested in us. We'd love, you know, love to hear from you. www.extant.org.uk, or you could even ring the office number on 0207 820 3737.